Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The 51st annual Eastern Music Festival began earlier this week and will run through July 28th in Greensboro. The Eastern Music Festival has something for everyone, whether you love classical, jazz, or bluegrass. EMF is one of the most sought-after locations for talented student musicians as well. They rehearse and perform intensively and at extremely high levels with their peers in orchestras and chamber music ensembles, and they also study with great masters of their respective instruments from across the country and around the world. Longtime EMF guest artist and world-renowned cello soloist Lynn Hirrell spoke with me by phone from his studio in Santa Monica. Lynn Hirrell, welcome to Triad Arts Up Close.
Thank you. It's great to be here, David.
Well, most folks, when they hear your name, think of the famous cello soloist, and rightfully so. But among cellists, you're also known as a great cello teacher. Would you talk a little bit about some of the important non-technical, even maybe non-musical skills you need to have to be a great teacher, an outstanding cello teacher?
It is giving back what one has learned in one's own life, and to see the excitement on young people's faces when you are able to open a vista of something that they weren't aware of and how it can delight them. It's one of the most beautiful and best things about living a human life, I think.
As a teacher, a lot of what goes into the lesson, of course, deals with the technique and bringing out the best performance of a student, but also keeping that student on track, just being supportive and keeping them engaged can be, that's tough to do at times.
Yes, and the problems and diversity of what is demanded by a performing musical career, certainly in the great classic repertoire, is astounding. So it just is very important to be aware of the psychological, the political work problems of how to get better in all the departments. There's even ideas that I've had most recently in my teaching on how to increase a student's musical imagination, artistic imagination, which has to do with seeing films, analyzing great scenes by great actors, timing, rhythm, pulse. It's all part of a life experience if one takes as a premise that music is an expression of our soul.
You've spoken at some length about this connection between what you do even as a string player and the connection with the voice, and I imagine that's something you bring to your lessons as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our voice is a primordial instrument. It's the first thing we cry out when we are born. It is the instrument of communication. All instruments have been developed and invented to expand on what is already the human device of communication: singing, speaking, whispering, yelling, wailing, crying, all that. So you need to play all these instruments in a very humane and vocal way. This is very complicated, whether you want to imitate Caruso as a tenor or you want to imitate Elvis Presley. It becomes very complicated, but they're all valid. And it's a great challenge to try to get through these intricacies and pass them on to the younger people.
My thanks to cellist and longtime Eastern Music Festival guest artist and educator Lynn Hirrell. This year's EMF guest artists include pianist Vladimir Feltzman and Awadigan Pratt, and violinists Elmar Oliveira and Glenn Dichterow, among many others. Whether you love classical, jazz, or bluegrass, EMF 2012 has something for you this season, and you'll find the complete performance calendar on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.